is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us go ahead and bow our heads and recite the HMT motto. A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this article comes courtesy of yours truly from my files, and it was updated on the 22nd of October. Man who told police he quote unquote snapped, indicted in killing of his wife. A grand jury has indicted a South Jersey man on charges that he killed his wife in the couple's, get this, Voorhees Township apartment over the summer. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Sean Lichtfuss, 49, is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 38-year-old Stephanie Carraway, whose body was found in the bedroom of the family's residence on August 3rd. Her death was caused by quote-unquote neck compression, an autopsy determined. Lichtfuss was arrested later that day. He told the police he quote-unquote snapped during an argument with his wife and choked her to death around 3 a.m., according to court documents. He texted someone hours after the killing to say goodbye and asked that person to take care of the couple's son, investigators note in his affidavit of probable cause. He texted a second person about the family's pet, writing, quote unquote, there are three cats that I'll need you to take care of, a fish and a lizard. I'm sorry for doing this. I just snapped. The recipient of that text contacted police. Police arrested Lichtfuss that evening after finding him sitting in a car parked at a convenience store next to police headquarters. Lichtfuss will return to court November 1st for a post-indictment arraignment. Carraway was a quote-unquote bright light in this world and is gone entirely too soon, according to a GoFundMe campaign set up to support her family. Well, well, well. Oh, well, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the family home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. He used his bare hands. Gotta go with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 5 because there doesn't really seem to be an air of outrage. And add to the fact that he simply resigned himself to what he did, didn't make a run, nothing. So, yeah, I'll go with a 5 on that one. And for the brutality factor, come on now. He literally made his face the last thing she saw before it all went to black with his bare hands. Gotta go with a 10 on that one. So, Mr. Lichtfuss gets a score of 35. Here we have yet another woman who figured that she could run off at the mouth and this man was just supposed to sit there and take it. Ladies, we all know, sometimes just simply shutting up and letting the man vent and cool off could be the difference between life and death. But hey, we live in a society that tells women no matter what they do, a man is going to stand down. No. More and more men are no longer going to take it. But hey, it is what it is. And ladies, you better realize this. The power will go out one day. Feminism and the restraint that men have will go out right along with it. Because as I'm going to keep on reporting, more and more men are simply putting on the mask because they simply no longer care. And they are snapping. Oh, well, it is what it is. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.